really doesn't like one of the candidates. And so after about a week of this, now she doesn't have a program. She doesn't need a program. She doesn't understand the traditions. And so, but I do. And I said, you know, Mom, I'm not here to debate or even have a discussion about politics and who you like and who you don't like. And it's kind of clear what your position is. What I would like to ask, though, is the candidate that you really, really dislike, I wonder if you could dial that back a little bit, because I kind of happen to like that person. Oh, okay. Well, she did. She really dialed that back. And that's all I had to say. It didn't mean she quit talking to the TV, but it did dial back quite a bit. So we get out here, and now we know, now it's the fall, we know who the two candidates are. And I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and one of Kent's sponsees comes in, he joins the table, and Mom comes over and is going to have a little conversation. That's fine, obviously. And yicky yak, and she says, so who are you going to vote for? Now, in probably other society, that would be an okay question to ask, but I saw the panic come into his face, right? Oh my God, it's her mother, what should I say? What's the right answer? I immediately said, do not answer that. I said, Mom, this is the common area. We do not talk politics in the common area, okay? Oh, okay. She only had one other little slip on that, but it was easy to catch. The point being is that there was no need to be ugly, mean, or debate, but it was for the common welfare of our home. Now, you can go in your room and talk to your girlfriend all you want about your political positions. Good, go for it, talk for hours. But in the common room, this had to be a safe place. And so we've been able to treat that like that. It is absolutely one of those things that we have to guard so carefully. Because I know me, and I have heard so many people lose friendships on that topic. And if I sometimes know some of your positions, I might start thinking a little bit funny about you, and I don't want to. So it's always better that stays not just outside, but across the street. And one little thing about outside issues and no opinions and stuff. So we were married about 2 years, and we're coming back from Yosemite to our house. That's about a little over a four-hour drive. And I was asked to give an upcoming talk on traditions in our relationship. I said, well, I feel that we do it, but let's walk through, and I'll make some notes on each one. And so we get to 10, and it was almost like he was waiting for this one. And as soon as I read the tradition in the long form, he said, you have to consider your husband's defects of character as outside issues and therefore have no opinion on them. What? I mean, what? I mean, how will you know? I mean, I got to help you with those, right? I mean, you just may not see them. And I felt like I got put into a mummified state, and I'm just, he was just like, I mean, that slid out like glass, right? And the longer I thought about that, the wiser the statement became. Because why is it, perfect is supposed to be the default. Anything that dips below there just gets put under the microscope. Why can't I put all those far more assets and good points on the magnifier instead of what I consider those defects? Are you an attraction at your group? Is your group an attraction? Once again, if you saw you in your home group, what would that look like? What are you doing? When did you get there? How late do you stay? Are you only talking to your friends? Do you have any